Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen. Human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder trying to get him out of space. Slaps a tackle, and there he goes! It's a foot race, and Crowder is in there! A 69-yard touchdown.
Takes a shot. Here's Corey Davis, wide open. Davis, still going, and he's in for the touchdown.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh!
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studios, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to get all the latest buzz going on around the Jets and the NFL with our friend, the co-founder at U Stadium, Mr. Nick Spano. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
2 weeks, dude. We're almost there.
That's right. 2 weeks and the NFL draft will be upon us. We've been waiting for this for quite a while. And one of the things that we just found out, courtesy of your report over at U Stadium, is a list of people that the Jets have been looking at. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean anything because there are guys that aren't on this list that they could potentially draft, but it means that there's a significant level of interest. Earlier in the week, you identified Tevin Jenkins, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma State, and Creed Humphrey, the center from Oklahoma, as two guys that the Jets really, really like. I think plenty of Jets fans would be over the moon if they could get Jenkins at 23 and Humphrey at 34. I would imagine Joe Douglas would like that as well. But you've got a lot of other guys on this list that you just put out. So talk to me about who the Jets have been inquiring about and really focusing on as we head into the draft 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, I mean, what it does is, like you said it right, is doesn't mean that they're drafting these guys. It doesn't mean that guys on this list they haven't spoken to or won't draft. It just means, you know, these were a good chunk list of players that I was able to at least confirm that they just have spoken to, whether it was at the Senior Bowl, you know, dating all the way back to January through pro days, through just virtual, you know, Zoom meetings and stuff. So it's just a pretty large group. I would say probably like 40 names of guys that I've been kind of just putting together over the past few weeks and was able to just kind of, I guess, give up on it and be like, hey, all right, I'm not trying to knock on any more doors and see who I left off. Let me just throw this out there. And if any more comes along, you know, we'll throw it up. But it gives, you know, gives the scouts or, you know, amateur scouts or, you know, fans a list of some names to kind of look into a little bit further now. So we got 2 weeks and I'm sure everybody's kind of all filmed out and all, you know, talked out about the draft and the process and have kind of gone over the same names already. So this gives you a few more that maybe you haven't kind of looked into. Like, I know the running back market, the Jets are all over. You know, they've interest, a lot of interest in UNC's Michael Carter, they really like. Khalil Herbert from Virginia Tech, they really like. Jermar Jefferson from Oregon State. So, you know, it's obvious that they're looking to that second and third tier running back. You know, they've spoken with Harris at the Senior Bowl, spoken with ETN twice, but it's obvious that they're really in that second tier. And same goes with the wide receivers. Spoke with Devonta Smith at the Senior Bowl. Have spoken more recently to Kadarius Toney and Rondell Moore, so that's something to keep your eye on. I don't know if that's 23 or 34. But then the second tier of guys, Frank Darby, Anthony Schwartz, Amari Rodgers, and, you know, obviously the offensive line they're really active on is Creed Humphrey. They love Tevin Jenkins. Someone I spoke with at the Jets said without saying that basically he's their number one offensive line target. So I wouldn't be shocked if they traded up a few spots, you know, maybe from 23 to, I don't know, 18. I don't even know who's picking 18. I'd have to kind of look, but because there is a run of teams who could be in the market for an offensive tackle from about like 16 to 22 where the Titans pick. So if you find that he falls to 23, I'm sure the Jets would run that pick up, but maybe they do move up a few picks to get Jenkins. Or, you know, maybe if he goes, they move down a few picks from 23 and kind of target Creed Humphrey, who they like as well, who's obviously a more interior player who I don't think would start at center right away. You know, maybe they would play him at guard and let what's his name? It's on the blank right now. McGovern. Let McGovern play center this year, at least give him a shot. They're more excited about him in this new offense than the current junk that he played in last year. So Humphrey would probably start inside there and then move to center if McGovern doesn't pan out, or, you know, if they just want to move on from him next year. But Jenkins is someone who can definitely play guard this year and then decide what they want to do with Fant, and then you can have your bookend tackles and Becton and Jenkins, you know, at a cheap rate for the next 3-4 years. I mean, you could do a whole lot worse than that. I mean, those two guys are mean. They're maulers. They're, you know, good locker room guys. So I think that would be a slam dunk for the Jets at 23 if Jenkins is there, and maybe they do move up a few picks. So there's also some solid defensive players like the cornerbacks. Greg Newsome, they've met with a few times. Trill Williams from Syracuse. Elijah Molden, who's more of that inside slot kind of corner. And then the few edge players are really kind of the, which I'm not surprised. I don't think they're going to target an edge guy early in the draft. I mean, unless someone falls again to like 34, like off the top of my head, Jalen Phillips or Aziz Ojulari, I would still be surprised if they went with an edge guy over offensive line and corner. But again, I don't think they're really putting that position of need ahead of best player available at 23 and 34. So, I would still be surprised. It seems on the edge, just based on some of the names that they've talked to, Jonathan Cooper, Ellerson Smith, Max Roberts. These are late round guys. So maybe they'll just look to kind of add some depth. But what is interesting to me is the names on the interior D line who they've, you know, it seems like they really like Darius Stills from West Virginia. They've met with him 2 or 3 times. So he's somebody to keep an eye on. You know, there's some kind of second tier interior D lineman, which, I mean, if there's one position the Jets probably don't need to address right now, it's that position. But for whatever reason, they're kind of sniffing around that market. So I'm not sure what that tells you, but yeah, you could check out the rest of the list on the U Stadium app. We just posted it up. We threw it on our Twitter, so you can see it there. But no surprise, running back, receiver, offensive line, and corner is kind of the heaviest of interest to the Jets.
Full list up at U Stadium. Also, Nick, speaking of U Stadium, you guys did some chats tonight. One of them was with Michael Carter's teammate, Javonte Williams, the other running back in that backfield. The other, Anthony Schwartz, who we talked about from Auburn. As you said to me before we started recording, he could be a really interesting Robbie Anderson replacement. A lot of the same traits, especially the speed. Jets seemed very interested there. Javonte Williams didn't hint one way or the other, very close to the vest, but Anthony Schwartz very open with you and Frank over at U Stadium on timeout that the Jets have been poking around a lot, and I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but it sounds like he's very much in the mix for them somewhere in those mid rounds if he's there when they pick.
Yeah, man, and we spoke with him 2 hours ago, and you can listen to the whole thing. We, again, posted it on the app, posted it on Twitter, on the YouTube. Such a likable dude. I mean, such a cool story, too. Track star, insanely fast, really competitive. Like, he's, you know, super confident in himself and his speed. I mean, he said there's nobody in the NFL or in college who's as fast as him. Trying to set up a race with to do a 40-yard dash with from Kansas City. Geez, I'm like shot tonight. Tyreek Hill. Trying to set a race up with him, and you know his 4.26 was the quickest that was clocked officially at a workout. He said in his track days he's run definitely faster than that. So I mean, is he like a 4.22, 4.23? Who knows? But I mean, put the tape on. He just the speed just like runs off the screen. You know, needs to work on tracking the ball a little bit. But which is funny, it was kind of very similar to like a Robbie Anderson and a Will Fuller. That was a little bit of a weakness for them, and it's something, you know, with experience playing the position, you know, you get over, you can develop over time. And I think a guy like Schwartz is a perfect if he's there on day three. You know, maybe early in the fourth round or maybe even with a late third rounder, if you can get a guy like him, that's what the Jets are missing, that pure speed to take the top off of the defense, or somebody who can get the ball in space and just let him run. He said the Jets and the 49ers are one of the two teams he's interested in. No surprise, obviously, with the system familiarity between both of those two teams. And he's just, you know, a really cool dude, down to earth, polite, you know, it's a guy you really root for, and has a cool story too with his track day. So I definitely recommend checking out the interview, checking out some of his documentaries he has on YouTube and stuff. And it seems like the Jets are very interested in him. He told me, you know, twice when I asked him about some teams that are interested, he said the Jets first without me. I don't even think he knew I was a Jet fan. So it was cool to hear that. I think he mentioned about four or five teams that he's spoken to at least twice. Jets, 49ers, Bears, Vikings, Rams, I believe. So I think Mel Kiper had him going as early as late second round. I don't know if he goes there. I think that third round is a sweet spot for him. And it depends, you know, I said on timeout, you know, with U Stadium today, is it depends on where this run of receivers go and how quickly they get taken off the board, right? You know, so if, you know, the top three guys we know are going to go in the first 12 picks, you know, Chase, Waddle, and Smith, but how soon do Kadarius Toney, Elijah Moore, Rondell Moore, Terrace Marshall, how soon do they go? Do they all go in the first round? If so, that bumps Schwartz possibly into the bottom of the second, right? Right. So it really depends on how often and how fast these guys go. You know, but if you have a few of those guys lasting to the mid second round, which you had last year with, you know, the Jets being able to grab Denzel Mims at 52, I believe, you know, late in the second round. That happens this year. You have Schwartz probably sitting there at the end of the third, early fourth. So he's somebody that the league likes a lot. They think he's going to develop better in the NFL than he did at Auburn, because the stats aren't really, you know, they don't wow you. Nothing to really write home about. No double-digit touchdowns. You know, I think like 600, 700 yards was max for him, but he's definitely got that speed that you can't coach, and he's super competitive and confident. You love to see that. It's not even a cockiness. Like, when you talk to him, you're not like, oh, this dude rubs me the wrong way, he thinks he's hot shit. It's a very humble confidence, if that makes sense. So a very likable guy. I would definitely suggest checking out the interview with him, and, you know, hopefully he ends up with the Jets and you guys can hear him on Play Like a Jet soon.
I would love to have him in the fold with the Jets. So hopefully they find a way to make that happen, because as you and I were talking about before we started recording, he's sort of that one piece that they don't have in the receiving core at the moment. the big fast guy. That's what they've been lacking since Robbie Anderson left. Perriman sort of filled that role last year, but he was banged up and not exactly what they needed long term. Schwartz could potentially be that guy, so I'd like to see if they could snag him, maybe with that Seattle pick in the third or even early in the fourth round. And obviously, if the Jets do grab him, we got to get him on Play Like a Jet. I want to ask you about everybody trying to make something out of this pro day with Justin Fields and the fact that Jets sent representatives. By the way, we thought that Douglas was going, and it turned out he didn't. So I said, well, that pretty much puts that fire out. If Joe Douglas wasn't there, then there's really nothing to see here. People said, but they still sent people. So I don't understand why they would send people if they've already made up their mind. Due diligence is due diligence. We've still got a few weeks before the draft, and this is literally what these guys do for a living. As the saying goes, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, and that's what it seems like to me.
People are just looking for something that's not there. It's such a long, drawn-out period, and this one seems even longer. I think maybe because we didn't have the combine, where everybody's still, like, home and not going out in public with this virus, it seems just won't go away. And all we're here doing is scrolling through Twitter and looking for more and more information. But I feel like this draft period has been longer and drawn out. It has had more real or fake news than ever before. So I think you have the people who really want Zach Wilson are those, you know, battered Jet fans who are looking for negative reasons to tell themselves that they're going to be let down. And then you have those who want Justin Fields who are looking for any bit of positive news to kind of hold on to the hope that the Jets draft Justin Fields. But look, nothing's changed in terms of what the Jets are expected to do. I mean, look, the NFL draft is the NFL draft, nothing set in stone. So I'm not going to like say 100% that it's Wilson, but I mean, if you're, I'm almost as sure of anything you can be during this period of time, like draft period, that Wilson's going to be a Jet regardless. And, you know, the Fields thing was, and I had a few people trying to like play gotcha on Twitter because I said, I doubt the Jets will be at this pro day. And I didn't have any inside information about that. I was just basing it on, I guess, kind of the conversation I had with a source with the Jets, and also just like, why would they send, you know, anybody there? And when it was reported, I think Albert Breer said that the Jets were going to have someone there, people were like, oh, it's what you said. I was like, look, I didn't report it. If we reported it, you'd know we reported it. And look, it turned out Douglas Sala and LaFleur weren't there. And, you know, according to some other people who were there, they had other players besides Fields working out. I think Sean Wade, a guy who's been in the news for having a terrible 2020 season, has seen the draft stock drop dramatically. You know, he was working out, so maybe the Jets sent a representative to kind of get an eye on him. And, you know, diligence, like you said, I mean, it's a term we're just tired of at this point, but it turns out that there really just wasn't, you know, none of the main reps were there. And I think we can put that one to bed for sure, like you said. And yeah, I think hopefully in 2 weeks this is, you know, we could stop talking about this what if game and then just kind of move on and focus on the 23rd pick.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Nick Lesser visits. There was a report earlier this week, and I'm not going to say the guy's name because I don't really want to give him that kind of attention. But what he did say was that the Jets turned down a first-round pick from the San Francisco 49ers for Sam Darnold earlier in the process before they were 100% sure of which direction they wanted to go. Now, you and I have talked a lot about this, and you said it here first on the show that the 49ers were most aggressive and that they were the only ones that had made a concrete offer early on. When I heard first-round pick, I thought, okay, maybe it's something where they could have offered a 2022 first-rounder for Darnold and something else, or maybe it would have been a second-rounder that could have become a first-rounder, if it was true. Because remember, the guy didn't say they offered the 12th overall pick. I think everybody would have thought that was absolutely ridiculous. This kind of goes along with what Albert Breer reported in his tremendous piece over at SI, which if you haven't read it yet, it's great. He talked to Joe Douglas, got a bunch of the details, even got him on record about how the Sam Darnold trade came about. But the San Francisco 49ers, to me, had to be the team that Breer identified as the one that made an offer in the ballpark of what they would be looking for. But Douglas at the time said, not right now, because we have to figure out exactly what we want to do. So if the 49ers were that team, it's possible that this guy who's claiming that it was a first-round pick that was offered is right about the team, but maybe wrong about the compensation. Again, at most, I would have thought perhaps a next year's first that was either conditional or it was Darnold and a second for a next year's first or something like that. But from talking to you, it sounds like it wasn't even that much. It was just straight up not the case that a first rounder was involved in any way, shape, or form here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stress enough that a first round pick this year, next year, 2040, was never offered for Darnold. Not by the Niners, not by Washington, obviously not by the Panthers. Never happened. Yeah, the 49ers were, as you know, we talked about, were one of the most aggressive teams at a point. It almost seemed like it was going to happen. And then there was Washington, and then later in the game, it was Carolina. And like you said, the Breer article is awesome. It kind of goes through the timeline and actually lines up almost identically to what I was told and what we were reporting, kind of the timeline of the Darnold conversation. If you don't want to believe, you know, what we're saying about the first round pick, simply just go and read the fact that the 49ers were hot for Stafford and they weren't even offering a first round pick for him. So they weren't willing to part with that first round pick for Matt Stafford, who went for two ones and, you know, granted future picks, Jared Goff, those draft picks. They weren't willing to add the 12th overall pick this year for him. So why would they offer that for Sam Darnold? It didn't happen. My thought was, yes, there was an offer made by the Niners. My thought is was a third rounder this year and a later, you know, fourth or fifth conditional next year. And I don't think the Jets and 49ers were really ever close on a Darnold trade. They were definitely interested in him. They wanted him. But I don't think it ever came down to even like a second round pick this year, that the 49ers just weren't, you know, they weren't interested in moving any of those early picks. I don't think they plan on picking 12th and what is it in the fifth, you know, second round, about 42. I don't think they plan on picking there anymore. So they wanted to maximize, you know, their ability to land two top 50 players this year. So the Darnold for a first round pick to the Niners is absolutely not true. If you want to say that maybe a second round pick was offered, I could buy it. But, you know, when I checked in with, you know, someone we know at the Jets, they said that person needs new sources. So that was basically the all the denial that we needed. There was no first round offer ever made for him. And said person needs new sources.
You heard it. New sources. I'm not going to say this guy's name, but whatever his name is, go get new sources right now. Nick Spano, co-founder at U Stadium. Thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. If anybody wants to go and check out the interview that you and Frank did on Time Out with U Stadium with both Anthony Schwartz and Javonte Williams, both players that the Jets could target in the draft. Obviously, we know that they've already talked to Anthony Schwartz a bunch of times. You can check that out now and stay up to date with everything, including the list that we talked about earlier of players that the Jets have shown interest in. That's all available for you if you download the U Stadium app, right?
Yes, sir. Download the U Stadium app and turn those notifications on.
Download the app, turn on the notifications, and also make sure that you visit playlikeajet.com. A lot of great stuff over there right now. Jim Garrity did a fun flow chart of his thoughts about what the Jets should do after the number two overall pick. I thought it was a creative way to show what his thought process was. Also, we've got some great content on our YouTube channel, Play Like a Jet Live, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. You know that you can find it in conjunction with U Stadium. But if you just can't get enough of Luke Grant, he's been doing some awesome mini film breakdowns. We've got one on Tevin Jenkins, Greg Newsome. There's a couple of others coming your way as well. Plus, Kayla Pace has Pace's Playbook, brand new commentaries. She's going to have a new one coming up soon as well. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Visit playlikeajet.com and go ahead and give us a 5-star review on iTunes if you haven't done that yet. It's an easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you can go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.